The Alaska Board of Fisheries makes regulations regarding fishing in state waters.
The board has certain authorities. For instance, they might set the dates for fishing season, or they might close waters or open waters. You know, it's a fish like a game. It's a public resource, and until you have the authority to go and take fish or to take game, you can't do it. So the Board of Fish creates that authority for people to go participate in fisheries.
That's Glenn Haight, the executive director of the Fish Board. While he admits making regulations may sound dry, the Fisheries Board has the potential to make decisions that directly affect the lives of those who depend on fish for commercial harvest and for their family tables.
The board can, for instance, limit sport fishing in a river to just one hook and no bait, and that can dramatically impact how many fish you can catch. It can change the size of gear in a commercial fishery or not let a fishery occur in a certain spot, and that can dramatically impact the way or how much fish is caught. So it's important, it's really important for everyone to pay attention.
Haight offers more examples.
In commercial fisheries, I mean, this fish is your raw material, right, that you're using to conduct your business, and it can dramatically go away based on an action by the Board of Fish. And similarly, for someone who loves sport fishing, who isn't always dialed into what the Board of Fish is doing, and that sounds normal, we're busy doing other things, they could just show up to their favorite stream one day and see it's closed.
There are 37 proposals being considered for Kodiak sports fish, groundfish, and herring, and the Aleutian Islands groundfish for the coming meeting. Here are some examples under sports fishing. The board will consider amending the boundaries of the Kodiak Road Zone salt waters. It will also consider establishing a sports fishing season for king salmon in the Dog Salmon River and modify the areas closed to sport fishing in the Menashka Creek drainage. In addition, there is also a proposal to establish a management plan for the Kodiak Area Rockfish Sport Fishery and a guideline harvest range for the Kodiak Area Commercial Rockfish Fishery. So how does one get involved and learn more about regulations being considered that will affect Kodiak waters? One way is to check out the Board of Fish website. Haight suggests checking what's called the roadmap to get an overview of which proposals would do what if they are approved. Look over the agenda, he says, review any proposals that might be of interest or might directly affect you. And if you feel prompted to participate, there is a short lunch hour workshop before the meetings begin to coach you in how to testify and how the process works. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.